Je vais mentionner Xiaomi corresponding to Yeros Babli, Daf La Maîtresse. We begin a new Xiaomi on Daf Chafei Amadalas and the first Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Mes Yavam, Shinafru Nechosim, Moidim Beisham Beisilo, Shi Meicheres, Beneser Sekaim. The property fell to a Yavama. Beishamai and Beisil agree that she may sell or give it and it is valid. Meiser, Mayase Beksubasa, Rabbi Nechosim and Echnasim Ayetimimna. If she died, what do we do with her tsuba and the property that enters and leaves the marriage with her? Beishamai answer that her husband's heirs split it with her father's heirs. Beisiloimim, Nechosim Becheskosim, Ksubasa Becheses Yoshe Habal, Nechosim and Echnasim Ayetimimna, Becheskos Yoshe Av. The second answer is Beisilo says that the property retains its status quo, the ksuba stays by the husband's heirs, and property that enters and leaves with her stays by her father's heirs. The Gemara says, Hacha at Oma Meicheres Beneser Sekayim. If you say, Hacha at Oma Yechlaku Yoshe Abal in Yoshe Av. The Gemara asks that here, in the Reishi, you say that the Shema agree that the Shemes Yavam may sell or give, and it is valid. And here, in the Sefer, you say that they say that her husband's heir split it with her father's heirs. Amrav Yosi ben Chanina, hein da'at amal, meichiris ben seif zekayim, kishinofu lo, ashle haisa shemeyas yavam. Vahad amal yachliku Yoshi abal, imesha av, kishinofu lo, mishinasis shemeyas yavam. Yosi ben Chanina answered that you say that she may sell or give, and it's valid, and the sale is valid, when the property fell to her before she was a shemeyas yavam. You say that her husband's heirs split it with her father's heirs when it fell to her after she became a shemeyas yavam. Nafula ad shenasis shemes yavam, v'asa peiris mishenasis shemes yavam, k'misha nafula mishenasis shemes yavam. If property fell to her before she was a shemes yavam, and it made peiris after she became a shemes yavam, the peiris are like property that fell to her after she became a shemes yavam. Amav zera ahein yavam d'hacha sicha d'beishamai kabal hu o'ein kabal. Amav zera said the yavam al mishnah beishamai are unsure if he's like a husband or he's not like a husband. In Kabal, who Yerush is a call. In Main Kabal, lo Yerush klum. Misavik, Yachleku Yoshe Abal, im Yoshe Av. If he's like a husband, she should inherit everything. If he's not like a husband, he should not inherit at all. And Misavik, her husband's heirs, split it with her father's heirs. Beisilo, pshitale Kabal, the Yerush is a call, whereas the Gemara of Beisilo hold that surely he's like a husband because they say that he inherits her tzibla. He should inherit everything. Shiken afilo achiv, Eino ela achiles peiros bavad. The answer is he doesn't get nichse malug because even his dead brother only had rights to the peiros because the property was in her chazaka. Ani, Rabbi Hoshea, she say yoshin, hayoshin es subasa, chayovim bekurasa. Rabbi Hoshea said to her vice that heirs who inherit her ksuba, nichse sein balzal, are obligated to bury her. Am Rabbi Yosef Elulei de Tanisa Rabbi Hoshea have a sichalan ma'achas she'ein laksuba ein lakvor. Rabbi Yosef said that had Rabbi Hoshea not taught this, we wouldn't have known that since she does not have iksuba, means her yavam does not inherit nichsei sein balzel, she has no burial, if he need not bury her, we would have thought that in any case he must bury her like a regular married woman. Ma'achas she'ele isha she'ein laksuba shem ein lakvor. The Gemara asks a question when a married woman who has no ksuba, Nechsesein Balza, does she not have burial? Certainly she does. Why should a Yevama be different? Isha avapisha ein laksuba yesh lakvura, v'am hacha im yesh laksuba yesh lakvura, im ein laksuba ein lakvura. Now it says, Chacham enacted a regular married woman who has no ksuba, she has burial. However, here a Yevama, if she has a ksuba, means the mace left over enough property for a ksuba, then she has burial. If she has no ksuba, she has no burial.